Every leader must develop the expectation to win. Expecting to win is a compelling mental position and is higher than the desire to win because it contains a firm conviction that what is desired will happen. Most people doubt their abilities and give up on their dreams when faced with adversity. When their desire to win becomes an expectation, their vibration is so strong that they enter a state of calm, relaxation, and preparedness. The expectation to win builds into consistent action, continually feeding the why. That's why you must see yourself taking the steps that, by cause and effect, are capable of generating the outcome you desire. Every why will be tested by life. No one can avoid this test, but people usually don't want to feel disappointed. Many take timid, fearful, inconsistent actions and dilute their attention if their plan does not work. You must first be able to imagine it and develop a clear vision of what you want to achieve. Visualize it continuously until you can taste victory. But without action, nothing can be achieved. So you have to demonstrate that your actions speak louder than words, that what you have imagined will become a reality. You have no right to expect success if you do nothing or not enough or consistently enough to achieve it. The big mistake is simply sitting back, reflecting, and then wondering why nothing is happening. Whenever someone says they have goals but don't see them being met, see if they are willing to do what it takes to win. Most will do a little, and if the results don't come right away, they will get frustrated, grow impatient, and put time limits on the process before giving up. When success eludes them, successful leaders become more focused, not less. They re-engage, use their lateral thinking, creativity, and imagination to adjust the strategy and try again with more incredible determination. Some people give up the first time adversity presents itself. Others give up after 100 times. But champions, disruptive leaders, and impactful people who make a difference can face failure 1,000 times and still not give up. They will keep going until they claim their prize. Instead of seeing mistakes as something terrible that embarrasses them, they see their mistakes as inputs to take timely corrective action. When you can see yourself facing adversity without giving up, you will have the ability to ignite your why until you build a powerful expectation of winning. Go to sleep thinking about what you want to achieve and wake up with your vision in your mind. Develop the habit of cultivating a spirit that tells the world that you not only want to win, but you expect to win. And I assure you that your day will come and you will succeed. There are two fundamental reasons why successful leaders work harder and focus more than ordinary people. They love to win and hate to lose. Another essential element to building a winning expectation is that you must align your desire to win with your hatred of losing. Well-channeled hatred and pain related to losing are powerful reasons to bring you closer to achieving your goals faster. Many people dream of achieving things, but there are no consequences if they don't achieve them. They accept failure very easily and quickly free themselves from commitment and responsibility. Remember to cultivate a healthy and robust expectation of winning every day. We'll be right back.